Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hey, Grow Squad, how are you doing this week? Hope you're doing well. It's been 7 days since the last episode dropped, and I hope that during the last week, the last 7 days, life has been treating you well, been treating you fair, and most importantly, I hope that you've been taking care of you. I've been on this thing lately where I can no longer depend on people to take care of me. I got to take care of me. So I hope, Grow Squad, that you've been taking care of you. Hope that you're doing well. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Today we've got a hot one as we do every single week. Tune in, please like, share, and don't forget, if you're on YouTube, please, or any platform, please subscribe, give us that like, that follow, so that we know that you're part of the Grow Squad, a part of the family, and you'll be notified every single week when a new episode drops. Let's pray and let's get into it. God, thank you for this time together. Thank you for our family, our community. Thank you for each other. We pray now that you would bless our conversation today. Give us guidance, give us hope, give us insight. Amen. Today, I want to talk a little bit about our emotions. Kind of a different space for me, right? Because typically, I usually keep my emotions high, right? And with these podcast episodes, we're usually high energy. We're usually high octane. We're usually amped up. But today, I want to talk a little bit about the power of mastering your emotions. And as much as I'm talking to you, as you're listening, as you're watching, as much as I'm speaking to you, trust me on this, I'm speaking to myself. Has anybody ever felt like you've been out of control? Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt like your emotions were, I don't want to say ruining your day, but have you ever had an emotion that was like a cloud over your day, right? That emotion could be sadness, it could be anger, it could be frustrating, but something happened that caused you to be in an emotional state that you felt you no longer were in control. That emotion was in control. That emotion was telling you what to do. That emotion was dictating how you respond. And one of the things that happens in life is if we don't master our emotions will master us. Yeah, that's a bar right there. Yeah. If you don't master your emotions will master you. So one of the things I often think about, and there are several ways that you could, as they say down south, in fact, I just had an awesome time with my family down south. And as I heard some of the old cliches, it all came back to me because, you know, sometimes you move away or you do certain things and you get away from your home base. You forget about some of the nice cliches and sayings. And one of the things that I heard again this weekend, and I'm going to use it again on our podcast, is there's more than one way to skin a cat. Right. When I was young and my grandmother used to say that, I was like, what in the world are you talking about? I don't skin cats. Right. I don't even like cats like that. I mean, I don't dislike cats. I would never harm a cat. For all of my animal lovers, I would never harm a cat. But I'm saying cats and I don't have a good history. That's all I'm saying. I don't have a good history with cats. Cats don't like me. And in return, I avoid cats as much as I can. But as I'm thinking about that old saying, I finally have come to an understanding of what it means. It simply means that, hey, just because one person does a certain job one way doesn't mean that you have to do the job the same way, as long as the job gets complete. In other words, Oftentimes when I'm driving down the street, driving down the freeway, driving down the road, my wife, because she knows the area better than me, or she's been around the area longer than me, let me say it that way, she's been around the area longer than me, the way that she goes to, from point A to point B is ingrained in her mind. This is the only way in her mind that you can get from point A to point B. And sometimes I'm like, well, no, I'm still getting to point B from point A, but I found a different route. Or here's the route that I take, or here's the route that I'm comfortable with. Here's the goal. Here's what we have to always agree on, is that both of us have the same desire to get from here to there. That's it. And so oftentimes in life, when we think about our emotions, people sometimes have a certain way of going about mastering their emotions. They have a certain way of going about ensuring that they don't allow their emotions to get the best of them throughout the course of any given day. And I get it. And sometimes you've got to find your own path. Sometimes you've got to take tools from different places, different people, from your own experience and say, you know what? Here is how I'm going to tackle this if this emotion raises its head in my life today or tomorrow or next week. Here is how I will handle it. And so today, I want to offer you three ways to kind of master your emotions. But the first way that I want to offer to you even right now is you must have, it's imperative that you have emotional awareness. It blows my mind when oftentimes you see people that you maybe deal with, maybe you know them day in and day out. You're like on par with them in terms of conversation. You know their ins and outs. And have you ever had a conversation with someone that you know real well and you said to them, what's wrong? You asked them, is everything okay? And they never told you that something was wrong. They never told you that something was not okay. But by their demeanor, by their response, by their attitude, you knew something wasn't right. Okay? That's happened to many of us, right? If you've been around long enough, that's happened to you before. Where you've said something to someone based on how you know they are regularly, how you know that they are most days. And today you say something's off. But have you ever had them deny that something's off? Have you ever yourself had someone encounter you, experience you, and they experience you often? They know who you are. They have conversations with you multiple times per week. And they picked up on something and you were in a state of denial. I've been there before where someone has picked up that, hey, Eugene, something's off. Why are you talking so sharply? Why are you responding so sharply? Why am I getting this kind of? And I said, nothing's wrong with me. And somebody has said, Eugene, you have an attitude. And I respond with an attitude and I deny that I have an attitude, or I deny that something's wrong. That is the first sign that I don't have a healthy dose of emotional awareness. I'm not being real. I'm not being true. I'm not being authentic. I'm not taking a dose of reality to understand the fact that, hey, I'm in an emotional state that's impacting other people negatively. And if I really care about them, I would check myself. But most people either choose not to be emotionally aware, or they don't care how their emotional state impacts others. Now, both are dangerous. In my opinion, one is more dangerous than the other. If, in fact, I'm in an emotional state, I'm in a particular state, frame of mind, and I'm not aware of it, that's scary. I need a touch of reality, right? But then if I'm aware of it and don't care how it impacts people, in my humble opinion, that's on another level. I should care that if I'm upset and I'm not being kind to my children, I'm not being kind to my wife, I'm not being kind to my husband, I'm not being kind to my spouse, I'm not being kind to those that love me the most, and I choose to say Nah, nothing's wrong with me. That's a dangerous place to be. And I would encourage you to be intentional about checking your emotional state. I said to you a couple of episodes ago that, hey, one of the things that I try to do every single day, I try my best to look in the mirror and check myself before I face the world. In fact, let me back up. I look in the mirror and I try to check myself before I face my family. That's most important because, oh man, you know this to be true. Oftentimes the people that are closest to you experience the worst parts of you. Let's be real. Oftentimes the people that are near and dear to us, that we love, that we that are of our bloodline, even people that we've given birth to, oftentimes they experience the worst parts of us. And I would offer that they really deserve the best parts of us. So how do I flip that? How do I address that? How do I correct that?
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Again, almost like a broken record, I would encourage you to be constantly aware of your emotional state. Oftentimes I offer to educators that if they are entering a classroom and they know that they're not going to be the jolly Miss Johnson today, if they know they're not going to be the kind Mr. Smith today, if they know that today they're going to have a totally different attitude, it is responsible of them to put their classroom on notice. Makes sense? If in fact things are going to be off today, if you're dealing with someone that you love, that you cherish, that you are a super duper close to, that you really care about who they are and where they are and you care about their life, you should put them on notice that, hey, something happened at work. Hey, something has happened in my life. Hey, today is an off day. It could be the and here is something that often happens. Have you ever had a date, a month, a date, and a time that reminded you of something that was not pleasant in your life? I have a buddy of mine who remembers a day that his father left their family. And every year that date comes around. It's been years, right? But that date, every single year, he has an attitude, rightfully so. Every single year on that date, right? He is aware of the fact that, hey, I need to tell Eugene, I need to tell my friends, I need to tell those who I communicate with on that day, hey, listen, on this date and this time and this month, I'm going to have an attitude. Now, should he go get therapy? I think he should see a therapist. I encourage all of us, right, to try our best to work things out with somebody who can help us walk step by step. But he's at least emotionally aware. He's aware of the fact that at this moment and this time, if you experience me and there's something negative that transpires, here is the reason why. I'm going to put you on notice. And so I encourage people who walk into office spaces where you are in middle management, you walk into office spaces and you are an executive and you've had a traumatic experience the day before, or you've had an argument that morning, or one of your children has done something that you don't appreciate and it is impacting your emotional state. those that you're serving, you should respect them enough to let them know what's coming. Right? Almost like apologizing in advance. Hey, listen, I'm off today. In fact, here are some things that you might hear from me if you say the wrong thing to me. I'm off. And give them the opportunity, if you please, right, to ready themselves for a different you. Another thing you can do to master your emotions every day is practice relaxation techniques. I've recently been doing a lot of research on breathing. And it's funny, the things you pick up, right? Even from a child. My son watches, and I'm not getting paid for no ad or for no sponsorship, but my son watches Daniel Tiger. And I love me some Daniel Tiger, right? Daniel Tiger, even the intro music, for those of you who are about my age, mid-40s, early-40s, whatever the case might be, it kind of reminds you of the jingle from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Daniel Tiger neighbor. And there may be some connection that I'm not aware of. I haven't done any deep dive researching where Daniel Tiger came from. I know my son loves it. And so there's one song that's on repeat. In fact, it's so impactful that not only does he watch it on YouTube, but the soundtrack in the morning when he's eating, when I don't want to have him watching a screen, I'll let him listen to the songs from Daniel Tiger episodes. And one of the songs, I don't know the name of the song, but it talks about when you feel so mad, right? Right? And you, I don't know, that's how it comes in, when you feel so mad. And then it gets to a point in the song where it says, take a deep breath and count to four. And my son will be standing in the living room. He's playing with his toys. He's trying to figure something out with regard to his toy, or try to fix something, or how to make something work. And he'll begin to get frustrated. All I have to do is say his name, and he will say, "I know, Daddy. Let me take a deep breath and count to four." And what's exciting about that is that although I'm not in a state of where I'm upset, or I'm feeling as if I'm mad or can't figure something out or frustrated, but I'll practice it with him. I said, man, there may be something to this. So I'll take a deep breath and I'll count to four, and my son will calm down. He has his own relaxation techniques. He'll calm down and he'll get back to business, ensuring that he can think clearly. Because let's be honest. When we are in a state of emotional unawareness, where we're angry, we're mad, we're frustrated, I can't speak for you, but I've counseled a number of people in my life. I've encountered hundreds of thousands of people in my life. And one thing that is common amongst most is that when we are emotionally charged, we often do something and or say something that we have to go back and apologize for. When we're emotionally all over the place, if we can't reel that thing back in quick enough, fast enough, if we can't do like Daniel Tiger, take a deep breath and count to four, oftentimes we'll find ourselves having to apologize for acting out of character, for speaking out of character, and for operating out of character. So one of the ways to address that, one of the ways to try our best to circumvent that, is to practice relaxation tips, whether it be breathing, whether it be meditation, whether it be taking a walk, whether it be just telling yourself, I'm going to be disciplined enough not to respond in this moment. Let me think through my response before I give the first thing that comes to mind. All of these fall under the umbrella of relaxation tips. The last thing I want to encourage you if you're going to master emotions, not just some days, but every day. And I'm a firm believer in this, hence I repeat it over and over again. You got to practice positive self-talk. So listen, if you know somebody who is often challenged with their emotions, right? They're often led by how they feel, right? Because listen, if we all are allowing our feelings to lead us every day, we would all be in a heap of trouble, right? Because sometimes we feel a certain way and we can't act how we feel, or else we'll be in some kind of trouble. So I want to encourage you to look deeper into these particular three offerings that I gave to you, in so much as you find it necessary to check in with your be emotionally aware. Check in with yourself every single day. Check in with you. Secondly, practice those relaxation tips. And then finally, please practice positive self-talk. You deserve it. You need it. And those that you will encounter and be around and serve every day, they need and deserve it too. Listen, I hope I've said something this week that will be of benefit to you. I hope that as you move about the rest of your day, yay, the rest of this week, I hope that you understand that you can master your emotions. You don't have to let your emotions take you here, there, and everywhere. Please move forward with the mindset that I have enough discipline, I have enough presence of mind to master my emotions and not let my emotions master me. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Let somebody know what's happening at the Eugene Hamilton Podcast. This episode was on fire, so share this out with somebody you know that needs to know the power of mastering their emotions. Be good. Be great. Don't forget to go, grow, and glow every single day. See you next week. Peace.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.